Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm visiting with Kansas Representative Lisa Mosier, who represents communities in our area.
I am Lisa Mosier. I ranch and farm down in Southeast Marshall County. District 106 is comprised of four counties, starting with Marshall and then working west, Washington, Republic, and Jewell. So it's about 120 miles across from one end of my district to the other.
Representative Mosier talks about her top priorities during the legislative session.
Down at the Capitol, I serve on the Appropriations Committee, where 98 different state agencies come to Appropriations and propose their budget to us. And I also chair the Agriculture, Budget, and Natural Resources Committee. And of those 98 that I mentioned, 12 come before us to present their budgets. And then the committee works those and either adds to or subtracts from their budgets, depending on what we feel is the right thing to do. And then I take those 12 budgets and take them to appropriations. And my third committee is Agriculture and Natural Resources. And being in agriculture all my life, that's where I'm the most comfortable.
She also talks about what bills have taken up most of her time.
My top priority and where I have spent most of my time has been looking at our state budget. And being a budget chair, like I mentioned, those 12 committees that come before us, everything from accountancy to health and environment, wildlife and parks, state fair, water office, veterinary examiners, and more. The first 6 weeks of session, our committee met every day and worked on those budgets as they were presented to us. The water in Kansas is a very important issue, and most of that water funding comes through Department of Agriculture, the Kansas Water Office, and Department of Health and Environment, which come through the Ag Budget Committee. And so we were very cognizant of making sure that water has the proper funding to continue to enhance conservation practices for water across the state, because it's a very serious issue in Kansas. So that's where I focused most of my time. And then being on Appropriations Committee and hearing all the other 98 agencies, and then we built the budget back and made some cuts, and so that is now over in the Senate. The House passed it, and the Senate is working that right now. So,
Representative Mosier mentioned specific concerns for rural communities.
Well, we've addressed several items this year regarding rural communities. The first couple I'm going to mention are in increasing the penalties for grain and hay theft, and also increasing penalties for livestock theft and any implements of animal husbandry, like portable pens, horse trailers, anything that you need in the course of production of livestock. In the past, penalties have kind of just been a slap on the wrist. But now these bills will increase those protections. If you look at the value of cattle today, grain today, hay today, it's needed to help farmers and ranchers retrieve what they've lost, and to also make the perpetrators pay the price for what they've done. So those are the first two. Something else that came together in a collaborative effort this year that I've been working on for the last five, and I was told that the Kansas Dairy Commission has been working on it for 10. We were able to bring Kansas State University to the table, the dairy industry, and the legislature, and working jointly to, over a three-year period, fund a new dairy at Kansas State University. So that's been a very exciting journey. It took a lot of collaboration on all of our parts, but I was thrilled when we got that into the budget, and hopefully it will stay there until the end and the governor will sign it.
A big thank you to Representative Lisa Mosier for taking the time to visit with me and provide an update on the legislative session. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.